FNB's Group Savings Account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group wealth together with FNB's Group Savings Account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life. The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon with Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Lack of youth participation in national drumming worries some Lusaka residents. In African news, Nigeria sees one of the worst mass abductions as 315 taken from school. Good afternoon. It is Sunday, the 23rd of November, 2025. And to present the lunchtime news in detail, my name is Sylvester Kaumba. Some Lusaka residents have expressed a disappointment over the lack of active participation by young people in activities that contribute to the development of the country. Speaking in an interview with Kumbon Radio News, the residents say many youths today seem more interested in entertainment and social media trends than in community projects, entrepreneurship or civic engagement. The residents said it is worrying to see youths who make up the majority of Zambia's population not taking advantage of various empowerment and skills development programs initiated by government and other stakeholders.
For a country to develop, it needs manpower. It needs the youth generation to be active in the things which can develop the country. It is better to stop those people who does that brew and save the majority and the morals of the nation. And like killing the majority youth. Because those people are normal. They can still find something else to do which can bring better money.
The problem is unemployment, poverty and illiteracy in our country. I would say that's where it all starts from. He says it's the alcohol. I don't think that's the only illegal thing going on because of the state of the nation. It's much more than that.
A parent from Komashi area in Mukushi's Nkulumashiva ward has expressed a concern over the lack of electricity in some schools within Mulungwe Chiefdom. Speaking on behalf of other parents, Mr. Ivan Samalula explained that the absence of electricity has made it difficult for children to learn computer studies. He cited Mulungwe Primary School and several other schools as the most affected institutions. Mr. Malabula has called on the government through the Rural Electrification Authority to address the situation so that pupils can have access to computers and improve their digital literacy. Development expert Wesley Mianda has a call for a thorough investigation into the recent fire incidents that have been recorded, especially on the Copper Belt province. Mr. Mianda has assured that the situation is similar to what transpired during the run-up to the 2021 general elections. He has indicated that a thorough investigation is the only way of finding out whether the fires are natural or sabotage. Mr. Mianda has expressed worry that despite of the many incidents happening, they have not been investigated as they should.
It's like it's a trend now, because even during, you know, going to our 2021 general election, used to have a lot of strikes, you know, where markets were gutted, you know, a lot of places, some of residential areas, the residents, people's residents were gutted, fire. And looking at whatever is happening now, I think there's need for this government to see how best this can be looked into, because these are stress matters. You know, when you talk of these are the places where people are trying to do some business just to make their income.
Now, Northwestern Province Deputy Permanent Secretary Lakson Mulumbi has commended the Seventh-day Adventist SDA Church for its effort in promoting discipline in young people. Mr. Mulumbi said this when he officiated at the SDA Master Guide SYL Investiture Ceremony held yesterday at the Central SDA Church in Solwezi. The Deputy Permanent Secretary reaffirmed the government's commitment to working with faith-based organizations like the SDA Church to promote national values and principles and to support vulnerable communities. Mr. Mulumbi stated that the government recognized the critical role that the church plays in shaping the spiritual, social and moral fabric of the nation. He further reiterated that government will continue to partner with the church to ensure that young people are equipped with skills, values and principles necessary to succeed in life. This is contained in a statement issued to Common Radio News by Northwestern Province Principal Public Relations Officer Gloria Kinkolenge. We now have our current business rates, and when we come back, join us for the rest of the news.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN. It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba.